Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is Corky Hale, a most unusual musician who plays the harp, piano, flute, piccolo, and cello, and all of them well. But to hear her play jazz on the harp is an unforgettable experience. And don't you sing too, Corky?
Well, that's part of my past. I actually sang with the bands of Harry James, Ray Anthony, a whole bunch of bands.
Well, tell me, how did you get to be such a trailblazer on the harp, of all things? I mean, you don't just pick up a harp and play it.
Well, Marian, I'm from a very small farm town in Illinois-Wisconsin border.
Freeport, Illinois?
Yes. Nobody's ever heard of Freeport. And I started picking out things on the piano when I was 3 years old. So, of course, the parents started me on the piano lessons, and by the time I was seven, I was one of those spoiled, terrible little...
Prodigy.
Prodigy. All right, yes. You said it. Anyway, so they started driving me in every week to the Chicago Conservatory, which was a three-hour drive. And when I was 8 years old, I saw this woman playing harp. And as I said, I was this little spoiled brat. And my father bought me a small harp, and that's what happened.
Oh, my God. And well, evidently you took to it right away because, I mean, you've been known as a harp jazz harp player all these years. I mean, from starting on the harp, how did you get to play jazz on it?
Because that is the difference. I play on the harp what I play on a piano. And that's what, you know, makes a difference. Plus, harpists never play with a group. They don't know about time, which is why harpists, basically play hotel rooms and so forth. They never sit in with a group. And I
never thought of that.
That's
either
the reason.
That or they do one gliss in a symphony number.
Exactly. So they don't really know anything about jazz. Whereas I started out as a pianist, you know, I played with bands and so forth. So I simply play on a harp what I play on the piano. Although that is why I much prefer playing piano, because of the setup. You see these seven pedals on the harp.
Oh, yes.
Everything is done with your feet. And so you can't play chromatically. I can't play on the harp as much as what I play on the piano.
You mean you can't play the blues?
Well, I can play blues because there aren't that many changes. But you try something like You Stepped Out of a Dream, which is all chromatic. Try that on the harp, and they'll put you away in an asylum.
Well, you said you like to play piano. So, I mean, that would be good to hear you play some piano before you play the harp. I'd love to hear you play piano. What's to do?
Can I do a little solo number?
I think that would be great.
Let's see. This is Ray Noble, isn't it?
Touch of Your Chops, as Louis Armstrong always says.
One of your countrymen. Not Louis Armstrong, but Ray Noble.
No, Ray Noble, right? Sure. Okay. He wrote some beautiful tunes.
Let me do a little bit of Touch of Your Lips.
Wonderful. I'm really impressed. I mean, not only beautiful chords, but to playing in the sharp keys. I mean, I love to do that, but not too many people I know like to do that.
The reason that I play in those keys, I sometimes play in F sharp too,
Good.
Is because mainly, Marian, I have not been a soloist, you know, most of my life. I've played for singers.
You mean nobody told you that those keys were difficult or something?
Well, I've just always played in all the keys, and that's one reason I've played for so many singers. You know, the bane of my existence is that if people ever get the chance to hear me play the piano, that's why I'm so thrilled to be on your show today, is people say to me, gee, I didn't know you played the piano. I always think of you as a harpist. And it's pretty much, you know, the bane of my existence.
Well, but you did some exciting things on the harp. When I think about it, touring for several years with Liberace, that must have been a pretty good gig.
Darling, wonderful man that I've ever worked for. I was on the very first television show that he did.
I heard he was great to work
for. It was so exciting because I got this call. I came out here when I was 17 from Freeport, Illinois, to try and get into the music business. And, of course, my parents were freaking out. What? You're not going to Hollywood. So we made this compromise. They drove me out, and they enrolled me at UCLA. Well, ha-ha. Somebody heard me playing about 2 weeks later, and I never went to a single class. I wound up working.
And what did you do first, sing or play the harp or play piano?
No. The singing was not at all involved, at that point. It was pretty much piano and harp. But I got this call one day. Someone heard me playing and put me on a little local Channel 5 television show here. And I got a call. This man called up, and he said, my name is George, and I'm a violinist, and my brother Walter plays the piano, and we're going to start a little local television show. We saw you, and we'd love you to play harp on our show. So I said, well, that's fine. And, of course, it was George and Walter Liberace. And we started out in this little theater in Beverly Hills. And the first week, of course, there were 10 people in the audience, and the next week, 100. And a couple months later, I mean, there were thousands of people.
That's great. And I know you've done a lot more things, but before you tell me any more, how about another piano piece? And incidentally, I'm so glad you brought this great bass player with you, Herb Mickman. He used to work with me years ago.
Well, when I mentioned his name, you said, oh, Herb. Yeah. I've worked with Herb, and I love Herb. Herb and I, when I do play, which is pretty seldom out here, Herb, of course, always works with me, and he's a pleasure.
Well, he's going to play with you on this next tune, isn't he?
Well, recently, Mary and I played the Montreux Jazz Festival as a harpist, and then we went over to London from there. So I'm going to do a little English number in your honor as well, and because
What's
I love
that?
England so much. Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square.
Oh, that's the most wonderful tune.
A lovely song.
Wonderful.
Okay. I like to start it out with a little bit from I Hear a Bird from Glockamora, which I think is kind of fun.
It's so nice to hear that tune. I haven't heard it for a long time, Corky. And, of course, it's a kick having Herb play bass on that. It's a long time since I heard him play. Well, you've done so much, it's hard to sort of pick up and say. Like, I wanted to hear about some of the band singer days, like with Harry James. Were you a singer then?
Well, you see, what they used to do is hire me as either a piano player, and then they'd say, oh, well, you can do the vocals, too. Or they'd hire me as a vocalist and say, oh, why don't you play piano and harp and flute on the Latin numbers with us? And so I always wound up doing about five different things. Very quickly, I was singing and playing piano with Jerry Gray's band, and we were appearing in Las Vegas, and it was the opening day, and we were rehearsing, and Jerry stood up in front of the band and said, they have done a last-minute booking. Billie Holiday is going to open tonight with us. And at that moment, in walked Billie Holiday. She looked at the band, and she said, who is the piano player here? And I was about to faint. And I said, I am. And she looked over at this, young white chick. I don't think she was very thrilled with that. But it turned out wonderful because we got along so great. We did, I guess, 2 weeks or so in Las Vegas. And then she said, would you come back and play Jazz City with me in Los Angeles? Which I did for another, I guess, 2 or 3 weeks. And then she said, I'm going on a tour of the Philippines. I want you to come with me. And I was just getting started in Hollywood, and I, much as I wanted to, I couldn't do that trip with her. And then she died. She died about a year and a half later.
Well, that was a great experience, though, to work with her and hear her do all those great tunes,
incredible.
God Bless the Child, and
of
all
course,
those.
Of course, that's what we did every night.
Miss Brown to you.
And she also was, you know, a lovely woman, but just at that point, to be very honest, she was not into drugs, but she was heavily into drinking, and she was very sweet. I had to help her on the stand at night, and that was another experience of my life for sure.
God, well, before we go too much further, what do you think about, I'm looking forward to playing this duet with you, because this isn't a tune we've done, Teach Me Tonight, but you said you play in F sharp. Do you not want to play this in F sharp?
I'll play in any key that you
I'd love
play.
To try
you
it.
You want to try it?
Yes, I'd
okay,
love to.
Okay, let's try it.
Now, this is just us, right?
Okay.
You set it
you
up.
You want me to start?
Yeah, Teach Me Tonight, this one.
Hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station, or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. You may enjoy another of our productions, Song Travels with Michael Feinstein. Check out the podcast. Subscribe at itunes.com/songtravels.